It's the lowest annual inflation in more than 2 years. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. 3%, according to the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index, with prices rising 0.2% from May to June.
Core inflation, excluding food and energy, rose 4.8% in the year ending in June. Price increases have been retreating since topping 9%, though the Federal Reserve is working to push inflation back to the 2% level. And the Fed is widely expected to continue raising interest rates again later this month. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
NATO members are bolstered today by the presence of Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. That means the whole G7 is in the house and can ratify a security deal for Ukraine. It'll include defense equipment, training and intelligence sharing. All this isn't quite enough for Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He was told yesterday NATO isn't ready to give him a timetable for membership.
That's Fox's Jonathan Savage. President Biden's meeting again with Ukraine's President Zelensky at that NATO summit and closes out the summit with a speech scheduled for 12:45 p.m. Eastern Time. There's more rain expected in the next couple of days, but for now, rivers are receding in Montpelier, Vermont, leaving behind a muggy mess.
Many areas had over a half foot of rain that led to flooding on Monday night, causing many to worry about the Wrightsville Dam breaching, making the situation worse. At this time, it is not a threat, but Governor Scott says thousands have lost property because of the flooding.
And Governor Scott says they're not out of the woods yet. That was Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell in Montpelier. Three people are reported to have been killed, 14 seriously injured, in an overnight Greyhound bus crash in Highland, Illinois. Police say that bus hit three commercial vehicles that were parked on an exit ramp on Interstate 70. The bus, we're told, was traveling from Indianapolis to St. Louis. That roadway is obviously closed this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. When a restaurant closes, my reaction is, that sucks. They had good steak. When regional banks close, or three of them close overnight, it freaks me out. This is why I have my own personal gold reserve. It's part of my personal protection plan. Call my friends at Oxford Gold Group. Call 833-404-GOLD. 833-404-GOLD. That's 833-404-G-O-L-D.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Alabama Senate Republican Tommy Tuberville now says white nationalists are racist.
Tuberville facing criticism from both parties after comments he made about white nationalists. They include saying a white nationalist is an American when discussing whether they should be allowed in the military. When asked by reporters if he believes white nationalists are racist, Tuberville responded, quote, "Yes, if that's what a racist is, yes." Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell was asked about Tuberville's comments.
White supremacy is simply unacceptable in the military and in our whole country.
Many other Republicans and Democrats voicing similar views that both white nationalism and racism are unacceptable. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Farmers is the fourth major insurance company in a year to announce that it's pulling out of Florida.
The company said in a statement, the business decision is to allow it to manage its exposure to risks. Farmers also said it won't renew existing Farmers branded insurance policies, which does not affect its subsidiaries like Foremost and Bristol West.
Fox's Carmen Roberts estimated that around 100,000 Floridians will need to find new insurance coverage. People in 17 states may have a shot at seeing the Northern Lights tomorrow.
The Northern Lights, also known as the Aurora Borealis, happen when a magnetic solar wind slams into the Earth's magnetic field. It causes atoms in the upper atmosphere to glow. It's usually seen in Alaska, Canada, and Scandinavia during an 11-year solar cycle that's expected to peak next year, making the Northern Lights visible in places farther to the south. The current forecast from the University of Alaska Fairbanks says if clear skies, the glowing display could be visible from Oregon to Maryland on Thursday. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The National League breaks a 9-year losing streak in baseball's All-Star Game, beating the American League 3-2. I'm Chris Foster. This is Fox News.
Here's your local news. I'm Jim Miller. An alley wall in downtown Rantoul is getting a makeover, and the Village Chamber of Commerce wants to use plastic bottle caps to make it happen. Village government looking for ways to spruce up their downtown, but the village decided against doing a typical mural with paint at Tanner Street and Congress Avenue. Instead, it's bottle caps. Champaign officials plan to do some social media posting to clear up any confusion that may have resulted from two letters mailed to residents about the upcoming change in power electric suppliers, one from Constellation New Energy to become the new power supplier for residents in Champaign's Municipal Electric Aggregation Program, the other coming from Ameren, Illinois. University of Illinois Police has been recognized as the top department in the state for responding to mental health-related emergencies in the annual Crisis Intervention Team Conference in June. The Illinois Law Enforcement Training and Standards Board presenting U of I's police chief with this year's award for the CIT Department of the Year. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim. All right, our check of weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
They reminded Neighborhood Nights is going on from 6:30 to 8 on Wednesday evenings. Bring your lawn chair or blanket. There's free popcorn and lemonade, community resources, fun activities. And it's at Larson Park off McKinley. Silverweed is on stage. If by chance we do have a passing shower, you keep up at urbanaparks.org and they bump it to Thursday.
I get that passing shower. Meteorologist Greg Solier having tall metal things that stick in the sky, a.k.a. towers and radio.
Yeah.
I'm not interested.
That don't work very well with lightning, do they?
I'm not interested in hurricane winds anymore, man. It's just, oh boy, what are we seeing? I know rain's coming.
Yeah, rain is coming, and we're keeping a close and careful eye on a couple of banded boat-out storm clusters, kind of having in about the same formation. Now, once these things, you know, do begin to materialize as in these convective clusters, it's anybody's guess sometimes at the initial early stages on how those things are going to be holding together. But the atmosphere is certainly ripe on the northern and eastern flank of some strong winds up aloft. The hot ridge, it'll send readings up almost to 100 in Missouri, western Missouri, and the Ozarks today versus our temperatures versus readings through Wisconsin and Michigan stuck in the 70s. So even that disparity of temperatures happens in summertime as well as in the rest of the year around here, and it helps to fuel a busy weather pattern. But nonetheless, that ripe setup is there, so I think we'll keep an eye on it certainly close and carefully. So there's at least a slight risk of severe weather this afternoon and evening time in our general neck of the woods. Would think the gut feeling, and been watching this for years and years, that this particular setup will probably play out at its strongest well west and south of us. But nonetheless, there's more rain and a fair amount of rain back in the forecast around here in the coming days. A muggy, close to 70 degree feel out there. We got a couple of showers and thunderstorms up around Buckley, and they're extending east of 57 into Vermilion County right down. Then another batch over north central Illinois, those trying to build east and south, and those bigger storms making their way out of Minnesota, Iowa, and southeastern parts of Nebraska. So showers and thunderstorms around this morning, probably Champaign on northward, closer to home this afternoon. 85 down tonight with a couple of rounds of showers and thunderstorms at 67. Tomorrow, a couple of showers and thunderstorms early and late, we'll high near 84. Rubber stamp it due to it for Friday. Then we'll kind of back off of the rain chances over the course of the weekend. Hit miss stuff late night, early morning, late afternoon, early evening. Lots of dry hours. Temperatures pretty much seasonal. No heat wave coming our way anytime soon. Maybe some warmer days later next week. High temperatures through early to mid next week, generally into the low to mid 80s. For Stevie G Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
All right, sir. Thank you so much, Greg Solier, learned man. Always great to have him on doing weather. Well, Nate Evans can help you sell your home if you're ready to move up, move out, move on. Nate Evans and his incredibly experienced team know how to make the market work for you. So you want to get the right buyer, the right price, and the right timeline.
He's got an office in downtown Champaign and in downtown Mahomet. Boy, moving and shaking in Mahomet. I was at the car show this past weekend. We also had the Mahomet Music Festival at the end of August, and always see Nate and his team out and about as part of the community. I love that, using someone who's so well-versed at all our festivals and invested in our community, a friend you can trust. Call the only agent I would call if I needed to sell my home. It's Nate Evans at 217-239-7113. Nate Evans of the Nate Evans Group with eXp Realty can get you that immediate cash offer on your home, offer flexible fees as you sell your home for the most money possible. It's just an online search away to Nate Evans Group to start packing.
Sell your home.
G
Jets is hiring. Call 217-352-9992 or stop into 1907 West Springfield Avenue near Round Barn in Champaign. Jets is open till 10 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays till midnight. Are you looking for a side hustle? Here's Josh from Jets talking about the benefits of doing deliveries.
When I was a delivery driver, it was amazing how much the actual amount of money I had just shot right up. You have money in your pocket every single day.
For details on joining the team, visit JetsPizza.com.
As the summer temperatures rise, make sure your energy bills stay low. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing to upgrade to a high-efficiency Lennox air conditioner. Dogtown offers financing, including 0% no interest for qualifying customers. And if you have rooms in your house that don't seem to stay cool, call and ask about the great rebates on the Daikin Douglas Mini Splits. Call Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing at 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
All right, 8-11. Johnny Joey Jones is a veteran who lost both of his legs in, was it Afghanistan? He'll tell us. He's coming up about 25 minutes. He's on Fox. He's a contributor, written a new book. And he has two prosthetics, and a lot of times he'll be in the studio with shorts on. You see his metal legs. Mm. But he's very lively and very, very good. I'm looking forward to Johnny Joey Jones at the bottom of the hour here on ESPN 93.5. We'll get to some sports headlines here coming up in just a few moments. Doesn't Game Day have something going on, too?
Yes, they do. In fact, on Friday is when they kind of have a reopening and remodeled space. I was looking when I was passing by at Neil and Kirby and seeing how you can enter right in off of the parking lot. I think it was a travel organization that used to take up the other side of that space, which is now all Game Day. And that is a great spot. You know, lots of people drive by, but now's the time to stop in on Friday until 8 o'clock. I think it's like a 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And if you buy $25 worth of stuff, you can get a free tee. You have all kinds of good Illini wear. And it's a great midsummer sale if you want to tap into the grand reopening. That's coming up Friday. Game Day Spirit, where Illini fans shop.
You know, we almost moved there.
I know.
That was a process for 5, 6, 8 years ago, however long ago that was. But we looked at that corner thinking that'd be a pretty good spot for a radio station.
And now across the street is Mary Ann's, and I'm a regular in there with my family.
What's your order when you go to Mary Ann's?
I usually get the number 2, eggs over easy with ham and a wheat toast.
Probably costs a lot of money, huh?
No, $8.
Okay, used to be 4.
Yeah, okay, 6. Well, it's higher than that.
I remember Carmen's restaurant when they had breakfast only.
And it was always too darn low.
Well, yeah, that was the prices are too darn. Paul Damsky was the guy where he was the owner. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I'm serious. The French toast was $1.45.
Wow.
They were just too darn low.
Right.
And we gave out a $10 gift certificate once to go eat at Carmen's, I tell you this.
Yeah.
And the guy, you know, sometimes this is just how it rolls with giveaways.
I know where you're going.
He spent $10, and with the tax, it was $10, and he didn't leave a tip. So Paul Damsky, who was also flipping the pancakes and making the eggs, he actually literally, with his apron on, ran down the street with a spatula and wanted to know what the problem was with no tip. We're talking about leaving like $1.50.
Right.
And so the pancakes are like 2 1/4 and the French toast was $1.45. And it was lovely. It was delicious food. It really was. Anyway, Carmen's is now like a wedding venue.
Right.
But Carmen's used to be where I think there's a Asian food place.
Yeah, sticky rice maybe.
Yeah, that's where Carmen's used to be. Mm-hmm. And we did a publicity photo, a poster back in 1990 at Carmen's. That's where Robin Kaler and
Dave Lone.
Mark Heimberger and Dave Lone, Robin Neal at the time. And Robin Kaler, she'd been married. She's got married after we did the morning. Anyway, Robin Kaler, now a big shot at the University of Illinois, does such a great job as the voice, really, of Illinois. But that was at Carmen's, and so we were at the countertop, and it was really a great breakfast place. But it was like mom and pop. It was Paul. And it was just a really cool restaurant. I mean, I miss that. And I think Mary Ann's reflects a little of that. It's kind of like that. It's just very small, but never really high prices, but good food, all of those important things when you have a restaurant. All right, we'll get to our sports headlines. It's 8:15.
All right, we had the National League over the American League. That's the first National League win since 2012. And we've got your Redbird recap about that now.
After last night, the All-Star break has officially started for all of the Cardinals. Cardinals third baseman Nolan Arenado started for the National League team, which snapped a 9-game losing streak at the Midsummer Classic Tuesday with a 3-2 win in Seattle. Arenado went 0-for-2 at the plate while playing 4 innings at third base for the National League. Meanwhile, the Cardinals completed their 2023 draft Tuesday, selecting 10 players on the final day of the draft. In all, the Cardinals drafted 19 players, with 18 collegiate players and one high school prep player selected. It marked the second time the team has selected college players with each of its first 18 picks. Today and Thursday are off days for the team. The Redbirds return to the field Friday when they open a 3-game series against the Washington Nationals at Busch Stadium. For the Cardinals Radio Network, I'm Joe Pod.
Boston will play at Chicago Friday at 7:05. You'll hear that action over on US 105.9.
Kind of historic. The Red Sox in Wrigley, kind of like the, when Cubs go to Fenway. I mean, you got two of the oldest parks there with Wrigley Field and Fenway Park.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Chicago White Sox are at Atlanta with a 6:20 start. It's trending all over the nation. The firing or, you know, mishandling of letting coaches go or retiring with the Bob Huggins situation earlier this week. Pat Fitzgerald with Northwestern now getting attorney Dan Webb involved in reviewing this breach of contract, this oral agreement, the 2-week suspension, and then evolved into a firing. I'm not sure how things will work out with that. In Illini Nation, basketball tickets for the season on sale. Single game football tickets, also something you can get. And the wrestling conference opponents have been named. As far as Wimbledon, we've been keeping an eye on the Madison Keys and Arina Sabalenka from Belarus, the match that's happening. And, of course, we're hoping that Madison Keys, our American at Wimbledon, does well in the match. Right now, not so much.
She's winning the second game. She lost 6-2, and she's up 3-2. Mm-hmm. She breaks Sabalenka's serve here. Anyway, it's just mesmerizing.
And it's the grandest night in sports with the ESPYs going on in L.A.
Yeah, like the Academy Awards for Sports kind of thing.
Honoring all kinds of, it's the Arthur Ashe Courage Award, Jimmy B Award for Perseverance, the Pat Tillman Award for Service. Among highlights of tonight's event at 7.
You probably hear the Jimmy Valvano famous speech he did. Heading out for a safe summer getaway, submitting a travel notice to Busey, keeping track of your finances while you're on the road, it's easy. Customers now have the option to submit travel notices remotely via Busey eBank and the Busey mobile app. Manage your finances whenever you want, wherever you are, with Busey's mobile and online services. You just got to have a signal. Busey mobile app, chat in real time with Busey associates. Transfer funds, money managers there, control and monitor finances. Busey bill payment, you can see and pay all of your bills online. I've done it many times. Mm-hmm. Maintain control of your finances. Keep your account safe with Busey even while on the road. You can visit Busey.com. You can call 800-67-BUSEY. You can stop by one of their many convenient locations today. And rest assured, when you go online, you get her done. I mean, it's very, very easy and simple. And you can leave a question and they'll either text you back or answer it right there on the spot. Maintain control. It's Busey.com, 800-67-BUSEY. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. All right, we'll check your Fox Business Minute. We'll find out what's going on in Indianapolis, Indiana, in just a second with our Visit Indy guy.
Lots of great shows, too, Stevie. Yeah.
And then we'll get Johnny Joy Jones. He's a veteran American hero coming up bottom of the hour.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity promising to be an active and moisture-laden weather pattern for East Central Illinois and at large, just like the weather guy has been talking about. Keeping an eye on some showers and thunderstorms making their way over parts of the air currently and what may be yet another derecho trying to form up over sections of the western Corn Belt. We'll keep an eye on that later on this afternoon. But it'll be showers and thunderstorms out and off for the day today, particularly this afternoon. There'll be some heavy downpours, maybe a couple of strong and severe storms in parts of the air this afternoon. afternoon and evening. Highs up to 85. A couple of rounds of showers, thunderstorms tonight, down to 67. And more clouds for the day tomorrow. Humid, but shower and thunderstorm activity once again plays on out both early and late. The high near 84. A little more of a scattered nature to the scattered shower and thunderstorm business, just like we've been talking about as well for Friday into the weekend, early next week as well. High temperatures generally range into the low to mid 80s with somewhat moderately humid overnight lows in the 60s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solge.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Inflation continued to moderate last month. The consumer price index rose 0.2%, up 3% for the year ending in June. Core inflation, excluding food and energy, rose 4.8% in the year ending in June. Price increases have been retreating since topping 9%. Domino's Pizza shares are up 11% after revealing that soon its pizzas can be delivered on Uber Eats or Postmates with delivery provided by uniformed Domino's drivers. Chipmaker NVIDIA may be an anchor investor when its competitor ARM launches its stock. The Financial Times says NVIDIA is in talks to participate in the IPO. And regulators in the European Union have cleared Broadcom's takeover of VMware. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosilda, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News.
Wouldn't it be nice to visit a car dealership where you didn't feel like you were at an auction? Or didn't feel like you were being taken to the cleaners?
I'm going to make them an offer he can't refuse.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne. At Sarah, they offer a one-price promise. Every vehicle at a fair price, no negotiation, only the best price. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, GMC, Buick, and Subaru. S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weaver's, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Come celebrate with us. The Blossom Basket Florist has been in business at the same location for the last 70 years. The Bailey family has owned the business for 25 years. Stop by the Urbana store July 11th and 12th, and you can get your free dozen roses and let them say thank you for supporting them. God has blessed them with great customers, and there's no better way to say thank you than with a dozen free roses. Visit them online at blossombasket.com. Yeah, you got to get in there. I'm going to make a call here in a minute and see if they got any left. Free dozen roses. Nate Swick could probably drive from Indianapolis to get free dozen roses. Nate, how are you?
Hey, I might be coming for those roses, man.
Man.
They're beautiful.
Visit Indy.com, Nate Swick. You got a lot coming up. Some really cool things, man.
Absolutely. I mean, it's July in the Circle City, so summer is here. We've got some really fun stuff happening, as always. Lots of good live music. I mean, this is outdoor concert season. So this weekend, I mean, we've got everyone this weekend from Shania Twain to Fall Out Boy. This weekend alone, we got 50 Cent, Sam Hunt, Zach Brown Band, Eric Church, Luke Bryan, some really big names coming in the next few weeks, too. So if you're a live music fan, definitely we are excited about the next 3-4 weeks specifically here in the city, and then the season will go on through September, October. So if you want to check some concerts, Indy's a good place. If you want to get outdoors, a lot of good outdoor activities happening here in the city, from the downtown White River State Park. We can do a little kayaking. You can do a little walking on the trails, exploring, and we've got tons of museums connected to that state park as well. One thing that we're really excited about is this new pop-up park that opened up on Monument Circle. It's called Spark. And there's a portion of Monument Circle, which is the epicenter of Indianapolis, so the big monument in the exact middle of our city. Part of it's been closed to vehicles, and they've kind of transformed it into this really cool park-like scene. They've got some grass, tables and chairs. They have food and drink options, lots of games and programming. And so this is going to be here at least through November of this year. So really fun way to kind of get interactive on the Circle, which I think should always be closed to vehicles. So it's a cool way to get the public involved with the city, get outdoors. And then as we look later on this month, hey, we're not quite ready for football season, but we're getting excited because Colts training camp opens back up here in a couple weeks. Indiana State Fair returns, and then as we kick off the month of August, we've got our biggest convention coming back, which is Gen Con, the largest gaming convention in North America. So we're excited. Lots of good stuff here on the dockets. I know we're going through baseball season right now. We've got our minor league soccer team in action, and then football. I mean, that'll be here before you know it.
Your Indiana State Fair is July 26th through August 20th?
Yeah, we got a little four-week-long state fair coming up right around the corner. So they've got some cool deals, some good bands on the free stage, obviously good rides and activities. They just announced last week all the new foods at the state fair. And let me tell you guys, they learned how to deep fry everything. I think we've done it all. I think we've done it all now at this point.
I know there's Oreos and things like that, Twinkies that are deep fried. Are they on the docket then?
Oh, they're always on the docket. I think they're deep frying pizza. They're deep frying, I mean, whatever you have in your mind can come up with, I think they've deep fried it. So, hey, State Fair, though, it is always fun. I mean, calories don't count at the State Fair, so you can check that out.
Hey, just describe your venue for the concerts. What's that like?
Well, we've got two big venues here in the city. I mean, my favorite one is actually the one that's a little bit smaller, which is downtown, the TCU Amphitheater, which is inside White River State Park. So it feels like, I mean, it is an amphitheater, and there's seats, but then there's also a big lawn, and so that's my favorite venue because you got the skyline as the backdrop. But then if you head up north, which is where the Luke Bryans, the Eric Churches, the Zac Brown bands will perform at Ruoff. I mean, it's a 25,000. Post Malone just sold out last weekend up there. So it's a big, big venue. It's so much fun. I was at Dave Matthews a couple weeks ago. We've got some great music and great places to check it out.
And that's where Zac Brown Band will be on August 6th at the Ruoff.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, that's pretty cool to have those. Is the Ruoff lawn, too? What is that like?
Yeah, so it's the same thing. It's an amphitheater with seating, but then I prefer to be in the lawn. I think you get the whole vibes when you're in the lawn. You get the whole atmosphere. You take it all in. It's a lot of fun.
I got to bring my own lawn chair, though, right?
Yeah, you can rent lawn chairs. You can bring your own. You can bring a blanket. I mean, they got no rules, you know?
And it's outside, so my big issue generally is that music's too darn loud. Probably not outside, though, I would think.
You're outside, you're fully outside, and there's plenty of room, because if you're in the back, there we go, a little bit of chicken fried. If you're in the back, you'll be able to hear perfectly, but you can also hear your friends and family have a conversation.
I want in the back. That's what. Yep. Yeah.
You know what, I'm a chicken fried.
Oh, yeah.
A cold beer on a Friday night.
I love it.
Yeah. Nate Swick, visitindy.com. People can get all the details there, right?
Absolutely. Visitindy.com. We look forward to seeing y'all.
Thank you, buddy.
Appreciate you.
Nate Swick.
And this show was Zac Brown Band, August 6th.
Yeah.
So let's see if we can hook somebody up with those tickets. Well,
at this point, would I not recognize Zac? I mean, he has so many hits.
You know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine.
Yeah, he has a lot of great music. And my house. That'd be a great kind of farm-made throwback at Memorial Stadium if we were to bring him in.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Uh-huh. Ideas always going.
Yep.
And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, a lot of sea song. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of a precious child. And know a mother's love.
Of course, we play him on US 105.9.
Yeah.
And we're spotlighting the Georgetown Fair right now. Rodney Atkins and Drew Baldridge on Saturday night. We're giving away tickets as people text in Georgetown to that show on Saturday, July 15th. And then Champaign County Fair, Brothers Osborne. Uh-huh. So that'll be July 28th on a Friday night. And we've got tickets to that as people text in fair. We love it on US 105.9.
All right. We'll be right back on ESPN 93.5 with the news and Johnny Joey Jones, Marine and War Hero. Stand by.
Experience food, drinks, and fun at the grand reopening of Champaign's favorite sports bar, Pia's. Whether you're up for their famous Slugger Burger, never-ending nachos, having a drink with your friends, or watching your favorite sports team, Pia's has you covered. After the forced renovation undergone on the local pub, it's the perfect time to celebrate a return to normal and bring the community together. Don't miss the grand reopening at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Inflation cools to 3% for the year ending in June. The CPI at its lowest level in 2 years, with falling used car prices, moderating rent, but interest rates reaching a 22-year high. The Capitol grill heating up for FBI Director Christopher Wray before the House Judiciary Committee.
On his watch, the FBI has been weaponized.
Virginia Republican Ben Klein. President Biden meeting with Ukraine President Zelensky at the NATO summit. NATO pledging more cash and weapons for Ukraine's war with Russia after Zelensky expressed outrage that NATO wouldn't put Ukraine on a timetable to join.
It truly understands that Ukraine cannot be a member nation to NATO as long as the war continues in our territory. This is absolutely clear, but those signals are important.
But admitting Ukraine would put NATO at war with Russia. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. I'm Jim Miller. Northwestern University firing longtime football coach Pat Fitzgerald following hazing allegations against the football program. Fitzgerald originally received a 2-week suspension last Friday after an outside investigation confirming a former player's account of hazing by teammates. Illinois tourism making history. The governor announcing that the state reached its highest ever hotel revenue figures in fiscal year 2023 at $308 million, that figure surpassing the pre-pandemic record back in 2019. USDA Secretary Vilsack is issuing 4 separate disaster declarations for the state of Illinois due to tornadoes and drought that took place during this year's Illinois growing season. A disaster designation allows the USDA Farm Service Agency to provide emergency loans to producers recovering from natural disasters. And that's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Again, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, and vicinity promises to be another spell of active and moisture-laden weather over a good part of the Corn Belt, and in particular here in East Central Illinois. Points on southward, already a couple of batches of shower activity and thunderstorm business around, and we're keeping an eye on another one of these bowed-out, bending, right-turn, angling thunderstorm complexes out of western Iowa, eastern Nebraska, and numerous reports of hail and high wind out there. Is that yet another derecho on the move over parts of the Midwest later this afternoon and evening time. Apart from that, up to 85 with south winds and showers and thunderstorms around in spots this morning. More generalized this afternoon. Batch early and late night tonight, 67. Clustered activity tomorrow, both morning and afternoon, high up to 84. A little more scattered random nature to the shower thunderstorm business Friday into the weekend, early next week as well. Late night, early morning, late afternoon, early evening variety, 87 on Friday, 86 on Saturday, low to mid 80s for Sunday and Monday. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Coach House Garages is celebrating their 50th anniversary, which means your chance to win. Purchase a Coach House in May or June, then sign up for your chance to win half off or up to $25,000 off your garage. Visit CoachHouseGarages.com or call Chuck.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
If you're looking for a pre-owned car, truck, or van, look no further than Sarah Champaign. You know them for their five incredible vehicle brands, the BMW, Honda, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. But did you know they also have over 100 used cars, trucks, and vans in stock right now? And at Sarah Champaign, they will take care of you. You can trust them. And prices begin at under $2,000. Stop by Sarah Champaign. They're at Burwash and Savoy, or go online, sarahchampaign.com. That's Sarah, S-E-R. RRAChampaign.com.
This is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design, and we are here to help you get noticed. When we wrap your business vehicle, you are now driving a rolling billboard. Get noticed with what we can do for you. We will create the custom design you have always wanted at Aftershock Decals and Design. We are creative and easy to work with, I promise. So visit us at AftershockDD.com to get a quote and get noticed. That's AftershockDD.com. Get notice.
Okay, so I just called Blossom Basket Florist to get an update. They have about 10 dozen roses left that they're handing to you for free. Okay, so this was supposed to be yesterday and today. It's not going to make the day, obviously. And it might not make till noon, might not make it till 10. I'm just telling you, Blossom Basket Florist on Cunningham and Kerr in Urbana, they got it going on. And these are roses going to last a couple of weeks. These are really nice roses. They're like $75. And these are free. So I got a dozen for Janet yesterday. White roses, just gorgeous. And they are just unbelievable. So anyway, it's available to you, but you got to get to Cunningham and Kerr in Urbana. And that way you'll be in on this thing and you won't miss out. But I get there as soon as you can. So you go there now because they're open. But I'd get to the Blossom Basket Florist as quickly as you can to get a free dozen roses. They're celebrating the Bailey family. Ron Bailey and his lovely wife and family, they've owned Blossom Basket for 25 years, and they've just given back. They're Christians. They say, we want love, want to give back. So free dozen roses, about 10 dozen left. It's all they got at Cunningham and Kerr in Urbana. ESPN 93.5. Johnny Joey Jones, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. Just enjoying the morning.
Well, we congratulate you as a war hero. You are a hero. You served with the Marines. Would you please start back at your own apartment working at the carpet mill? What happened to your life after that?
Yeah, you know, in this part of the country, we don't have a lot of apartments. I did have a townhouse kind of apartment thing, and that was kind of rare even for back then. But so I graduated high school in 2004 at 17 years old. So at 17, I had a little bit under a year to figure life out. I tried to do community college and work night shift, and eventually I got promoted from night shift to day shift, and that meant I had to withdraw from college. And by that Christmas after graduating high school, my best friend Keith and Chris, who were both sons of career military men, had talked me into looking at the Marine Corps. So come April 24th, 2005, I got on a white van and took off to Parris Island and really had no idea what to expect. I just knew that my mom and dad had worked a little bit too hard for me to squander opportunities away, and I'd almost done that by dropping out of college. And the Marine Corps was the next opportunity in front of me. And for me, I just wanted to better myself. I want to be a better version of myself. It wasn't so much quote unquote, the opportunity as much as the education that I was looking for. The recruiter told me that the Marine Corps would teach me responsibility and discipline and make me a better version of myself. And he was absolutely correct in that. And so the Marine Corps was the perfect choice for me.
Johnny Joey Jones on the Tavern's Joint phone line. Unbroken Bonds of Battle is the name of his book. I think you do terrific on Fox. I think you're very comfortable. Did it take you by surprise how comfortable you are on TV?
No, I always joke, and it is a joke because it comes across a little arrogant, but I always say, you know, it's not a bomb. So that's what I used to do, and people ask if I get nervous on TV. So, no, I don't get nervous, but the truth is I don't get nervous because the best wisdom that was given to me was don't start talking about things you don't know, mm-hmm. and it's okay to say I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's okay to say, hey, listen, I don't have insight at an expert level on this, but I can tell you as a voter, this is how I take it in and what I think about it. And sometimes people sitting at home, that's all they want. They want to know that their concerns are heard, that their perspective is acknowledged. And I enjoy that opportunity and sometimes responsibility to be that one doing it. Sometimes there are things we talk about I am an expert in. And coming from a bomb tech, we don't use the term expert very often because there's an arrogance even about that that probably should have humility added to it. So to go on television, talk about important things, do it with humility and grace, but accountability and understanding, that's a heck of a job and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you got a talent though, Joey, that really connects with people, which is really a gift. So talk to me about the day you lost your legs. What happened?
Yeah, well, on August 6, 2010, I was working in Afghanistan on a two-man team, and our job was to help find, but most importantly, render safe is what we call it, the bombs in the ground. We say render safe because the procedure we put on something to make it safe could be simply to blow it where it sits, or it might be to take it apart, sometimes even by hand, so we can take some of the components with us. Sometimes bombs are put in places that if we blow them where they are, they'll hurt the infrastructure. They'll take out a bridge, a schoolhouse, a dam. So we have to move it so it doesn't do that. And so on August 6, 2010, I, along with my teammate, were tasked with the main effort of taking Safar Bazaar, which was an outpost town in Afghanistan that they had turned into a minefield because they knew we were coming to take the town. So in 207 days, all the EOD guys there, six of us together, worked 207 IEDs in 2 square kilometers. So it was a really what we call kinetic or active environment, IEDs everywhere. And with numbers like that, eventually we're going to get bit. You're going to make a mistake. The enemy's going to do something right. Somebody's going to get hit. And so I was the first one to get hit. I stepped on an IED the morning of August 6, 2010. It was an IED I didn't know was there. Immediately threw me through the air. When I landed on my back, I realized both my legs were gone above the knee and my arms weren't in good shape either, punctured lung, a couple other little things, and just had a moment of like, you know, either you're going to make it through this or you're not, but the best you can do is stay calm and help the Marines trying to help you. And so that's what we did. And I woke up a couple of days later to the much worse news that the guy standing beside me had lost his life to the IED. And that was the setting in which I began the rest of my life.
You're still lifting. What do you bench, John? I mean, you look so strong.
You know, when you get my age, you don't worry about how much you can bench at once. You worry about how much you can bench 10 times in a row. So I have, I use a Smith machine because I've got shoulders that might want to give out at any point. And with that Smith machine, I will just pretty much just stack all the plate weight I have, maybe 280 pounds, something like that.
What are you kidding? Wow. That's crazy, man. That's nuts. Well, listen, just, you know, and I hope you know that people really, really appreciate what you do, what you did. You're a hero to bomb guy. I mean, there are a lot of jobs, Joe. You could have done something besides bombs, man.
Well, it's a conundrum for us. I consider the people I served with to be a hero. I don't consider myself to be a hero. I mean, we all have selfish motivations and insecurities, and we all maybe look back and go, man, I don't know if I'd do that today at 37 years old with two kids. But you know what? I did it at 24 years old, and that's what happened. So, but to become an EOD tech, that is something I'm most proud of. I'm very much proud to be a Marine, but even more so, honestly, to be an EOD tech. The best way I can explain it to you is, and this is a country explanation, so hopefully you guys can follow, but if you go walking through the woods, there's snakes in the woods. They can bite you at any moment. You don't see them coming. They're on the ground, and they'll kill you. But if you go walking through the woods with a snake handler, that snake is just as deadly to both of you, but the snake handler can see them coming and can take care of them without getting bit. That's what a EOD is. The bombs will kill us just like everybody else, but we hopefully have the education to see them coming, and that's what we're trying to do, just prevent somebody else from getting hurt or killed, and that's kind of the idea of it.
John, was your family supportive through all of this, Johnny Joey?
You know, my mom went down and told the recruiter when I first joined in 2005, which was in the middle of the war, that she did not approve of me joining the Marine Corps, and he needs to rip up my paperwork, which he said, ma'am, I respect that, but your son's 18 years old, and it's not your choice. So she wasn't real happy about me going to what she believed to be the most kind of bravado, dangerous service of the four during a war that was pretty dangerous. And she might have been right about some of that, but they're very proud of me and the decisions I made. And most importantly, why I made them, and the outcome is positive.
Well, you're a hero, my friend. I know you don't think of it that way, but brave and served your country and obviously saved a lot of lives you'll never know, but you saved a lot of lives doing what you did. Johnny Joey Jones, the book is titled Unbroken Bonds of Battle. I presume available everywhere, Johnny?
Yeah, we're at the top of the list for Amazon. We're top five on the New York Times bestseller. People are really responding to this book, and I don't think it's because they like me from Fox News. I think it's because people are reading the book, telling their friends about it, and they're seeing that in this book are some amazing stories of amazing people that I just happen to have shared experiences with myself. And so check the book out. I think you'll truly enjoy it.
I think you're underestimating the connectivity that you have when you're on Fox. You're very good, and you make eye contact, and it's not that easy.
We just had some fans text in, actually. So thank you for what you're doing on Fox, Johnny Joey Jones.
Yeah, doing a great job, my friend. Keep it going. Thanks for the book. Thanks for the time.
Yes, thank you, guys.
Johnny Joey Jones is his name on the Tapman's Towing phone line, Unbroken Bonds of Battle, American Hero, ESPN 93.5. All right, it's quarter till. Quick checks before you. Sports headlines really fast, Diane Ducey.
Thank you, Stevie. Major League Baseball had their All-Star break this week, and the National League beat the American League 3-2. That hasn't happened with the National League on top since 2012. Mm. Now we'll be back at it on Friday with Washington at St. Louis, a 7:15 start here on ESPN 93.5. Boston will be at Chicago, Red Sox versus the Cubbies, 7:05 over on US 105.9. Chicago White Sox at Atlanta with a 6:20 start. Looks like our American Madison Keys has lost to Arena Celeblanca from Belarus at Wimbledon action. That's something that we've been watching this morning. As far as Illini Nation, basketball tickets for this season are on sale. Single game for the football and the wrestling conference opponents have been named. FightingIllini.com for details on that. Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald's firing continues to evolve as he has grabbed famous attorney Dan Webb to represent him and review this breach of contract.
There's going to be a lot coming out on everything, and you're going to have to decide true or false, but this is not done. In fact, it's just beginning. Annual charity golf outing. Cindy Crawford, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on today.
Pleasure. The Community Service Center inviting people this Friday to an annual charity golf outing. People can get involved. I'll give you details on how, but what does the Community Service Center do?
Sure. So we're a social service hub in northern Champaign County. We have a food pantry that serves everyone in Champaign County. We have one that serves just Rantoul High School students. We also help with limited utility and prescription assistance for those in northern Champaign County. We help out with Kids Foundation, which is Rantoul Rec Department vouchers for kiddos ages 0 to 17 to have opportunities for recreation based on an income eligible type of situation. We write referrals to our local clothing center for free clothes and back-to-school supplies for kids. We also sponsor a holiday bureau, which is our holiday toy and food distribution. Last year, we helped over 800 people, so lots of impact. We also have a Ride United program where people that might have a disability or some physical issue that they can't source food for themselves can have it delivered. So we do lots of things, and we're happy to do them all. And this golf outing fundraiser is our largest fundraiser of the year, and it helps to fund all of the program services I just named.
Now, this is in northern Champaign County. What communities? Obviously, Rantoul.
Right. So northern Champaign County, it's the nine northern townships, just a little south of Thomasboro North. And like I said, our food pantry serves everyone in Champaign County. But then we have some services that are just for northern Champaign County because there's already so many services in Champaign and Urbana. But once you get out in the county, those services are much more sparse.
I know that.
So we try to fill that need.
All right. It's $300, which, you know, people would write a check probably for $300 for all that you told me you're doing just to give you money to help. But that's going to get you a four-person team, includes green fees, cart, prizes, snack bag, lunch provided by Willow Pond.
Yes.
And you can even buy mulligans, my friends. And for those of us that do scrambles, it's always nice to buy about 50 of those because it all goes to you. So let's go.
Yes. We're going to have a putting contest, too, that people will be able to participate in, $10 a person. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. How can people get information? It's this Friday, but if they want more details, what would they do?
Sure. So they can do a couple of things. They can call the office, 217-893-1530. We also have QR codes on our Facebook and Instagram pages. They can sign up with Eventbrite directly, or they can show up at the event and sign up there. We're happy. We will turn no one away. We're happy to have everyone.
Willow Pond's a great facility. What are the times we're looking at in case we do want to walk up?
Sure. So 11 o'clock to 11:45 is registration. 12 o'clock is shotgun start. And then anytime between those times, we'd be happy to get you signed up.
Cindy Crawford, thanks for being on. Thanks for the good work you're doing.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it very much.
Helping out the Community Service Center in Northern Champaign County. It's just an online search away to get involved in Friday's golf event.
10 till 9.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign event and vicinity promising to be an active and moisture-laden weather pattern for East Central Illinois and at large, just like the weather guy has been talking about. Keeping an eye on some showers and thunderstorms making their way over parts of the air currently and what may be yet another derecho trying to form up over sections of the western Corn Belt. We'll keep an eye on that later on this afternoon. But it'll be showers and thunderstorms on and off for the day today, particularly this afternoon. There'll be some heavy downpours, maybe a couple of strong and severe storms in parts of the air this afternoon and evening. Highs up to 85. A couple of rounds of showers, thunderstorms tonight, down to 67. And more clouds for the day tomorrow. Humid, but shower and thunderstorm activity once again plays on out both early and late. The high near 84. A little more of a scattered nature to the scattered shower and thunderstorm business, just like we've been talking about as well for Friday into the weekend, early next week as well. High temperatures generally range into the low to mid 80s with somewhat moderately humid overnight lows in the 60s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain resistant super soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. All right, 8:53 as we wind down the program. Don't forget the drive this afternoon. Lante and Derek Piper beginning at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be fun. Always fun with the boys. Okay, we are out of time. We'll be back tomorrow on Thursday. We had John Decker back. He was on vacation in Italy, actually.
Oh, nice.
He didn't go do tennis. He went to the French Open, but he did not go to Wimbledon.
Okay.
So we'll catch up with Fox. Former Fox, but he's great television's White House correspondent.
Yes.
Johnny Joey Jones is really good.
Yes, he is.
Really good, and you'll catch him. He's a contributor on Fox. He's hosted some of the big shows when guys are on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But can you imagine being a bomb technician?
Right.
With 200 IUDs to disable?
Text in saying he's a great talk show host, one of the best on Fox. Tell him we love and appreciate his service. So, really well-spoken, and I'm interested in this book.
Good dude. I mean, you can tell he's a really, really good guy. Mm-hmm. But I was excited when he was available. So, fun to get people on that we really like, and we might play that one again sometime. But, okay, again, baseball, ESPYs tonight. Otherwise, yes. There is no sporting event today.
Kind of tomorrow. A lull in it's, America.
It's a bit of a lull, and for us Cardinal fans, it's a real lull because our team's not so good this year.
It could be that this turns things around. Maybe this so. Little break is maybe, all we need.
Maybe all we
Cubs
need
fans,
it.
Too, for that
now,
matter.
Now we go. Now we go. You can always be hopeful and see what happens, but been kind of a slog so far. Kind of looking forward to Illinois football is what I'm looking forward to. All right, we're out of time, Diane. Thank you.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, if you got a chance to get over to the Blossom Basket, just go on and say Stevie J and Diane sent me, and we'll get you a dozen free roses while they last, which is probably only another hour. So get the Blossom Basket.
1002 North Cunningham in Urbana.
Hey, thanks for listening. Have a great Wednesday.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
It feels good to support the people who support the community. And over the years, you'd be hard-pressed to find a company and a family more dedicated to Champaign-Urbana than Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling. What John Trabella started so many years ago, John and Michael Comet continue today. And if you really believe in supporting an organization like this, why not work for Pepsi-Cola CU? Applications are being accepted for commercial drivers, merchandisers, warehouse associates, and a website social media intern. Full-time positions include major medical, dental, a 401k, vacation time, sick time, and paid holidays. But especially looking for drivers with their CDL right now. To view all the openings and to apply, go to PepsiColaCU.com. Then under the More header, click Employment Opportunities. That's PepsiColaCU.com. Pepsi-Cola Champaign-Urbana Bottling, an equal opportunity employer.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
There I was in my business suit, all dressed up. Just uptight as I could possibly be. And I don't remember much of what was said at that first AA meeting. It was more the feeling of the meeting itself.
That's what has kept me going. I know it works, and I see the people ahead of me with more sobriety. I see how happy they are, and I want that. I want that too.
And what I notice about AA is it sort of helps me to relax and learn to really be happy with my sobriety. It's a richer life to live.
That's exactly what Alcoholics Anonymous does. It teaches us how to live without drinking. It teaches us how to have fun and really enjoy life without drinking.
This program's given me the good life. The only good life I've ever known.
In East Central Illinois, over 100 AA meetings and almost 20 Zoom meetings in our district each week. AA-ECI.org.
Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
All the hits. All night long. The Georgetown Fair is proud to present Rodney Atkins, Saturday, July 15th. General admission and track tickets are on sale now. Rodney Atkins with special guest Drew Baldridge, Saturday night, July 15th at the Georgetown Fair. Handicap seating available. For tickets and info, log on to georgetownfair.org.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly event in support of a great cause? Join us at the Habitat Restore on Saturday, July 22nd from 9 a.m. to 12 for the Bike to Build Bike Rodeo, sponsored by Tenant Wealth Partners and Habitat's Women Build Program. Learn bike skills, decorate your bike, learn about bike maintenance, enjoy an icy from Ice Daddy, and more, all while enjoying enjoying music from DJ Silky. And while you're there, don't forget to shop the ReStore. This event is fun for the whole family and supports Habitat's local home building program. For more information about the Bike to Build Rodeo, please visit cuhabitat.org.
Every industry has specialists, like Alan here. He knows radiators.
Radiators, I love them. Don't even talk to me about brakes or fuel lines.
Just radiators.
Radiators.
Sally is a specialist in cakes.
I think pies are an abomination.
Really? Pies?
Yuck.
Then we have Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You know what they're great at? Appliances. Nothing else. No TVs, no computer printers, no radiators.
Who's got a problem with radiators?
Nobody, Alan, but you can't get one at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Too bad, they're missing out.
I'm Dennis Regan, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. All we do is appliances. And when that's all you do it better than anyone else. Our associates on our sales floors know more about them, our delivery people are better at installing them, and our technicians are better at fixing them. All right here in Central Illinois. Wow!
I can't believe you don't like pies, though.
What do I look like, some kind of a peasant?
No.
Cakes are really the best
thing. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.